76 is a big number for this chorus, and to celebrate their upcoming spring concerts, they will feature 76 trombones from The Music Man. But that's not the only celebratory music on this weekend's concerts by the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton with their special guests. Co-president Brenda Grunza and music director Ann Manganello paid a visit to the WVIA Banco studio to tell us more about the special occasion. Brenda.
The Catholic Choral Society, which was originally called the Catholic Choral Club, was kind of resurrected by Norbert Betty, if you will, in 1949. Practice used to occur at the University of Scranton. And it was a group of people who primarily were interested and focused on opera singing. And then over time, it evolved more so to do more sacred secular opera pieces. So it's amazing to think it's 76 years. Rita Betty, as you know, had passed away a few months back, and she was one of the original charter members as well. So that in itself is just really incredible, and in a sense leaves me with a small sense of emptiness, though her daughter should be coming from Philadelphia to see the show. But it was always so heartwarming to see her there and feel that connection, and especially with myself being in the group for about 30 years, it's hard to see the people pass and move along, but such great people, such a great fellowship and family, I guess I would say.
We also considered Rita Betty as our matriarch. You know, we always knew that she would be there for us, urging us on and everything.
Absolutely.
And she would have been celebrating 76 years of spring concerts without question. How did you think about it?
Well, there are so many happenings going on this year. First of all, it's the Jubilee year in the Catholic Church. This is a tradition that began way back in the 1300s, was the first time they had the Jubilee year with Pope Boniface, and they wanted it to be every century. Then it was every 50 years. Now it's every 25 years. So we are celebrating our Jubilee year this year. And so we're going to start off, we're going to be singing Pilgrims of Hope. That is our theme for the Jubilee year. And so it's a season of hope and renewal in our faith. And now with our Pope, new Pope being named, it's another flourish of hopefulness and energy happening now. Of course, we are sorry that we lost Pope Francis. And he's the one who really wanted it to be the theme of hope. And then we are going to sing a very joyful song of praise, the Gloria in Excelsis, the Gloria by Vivaldi. It's a Baroque piece. It's energized with all those string accompaniments, and we have wonderful accompanist Linda Houck playing all those quick 16th notes, and we will be singing our Gloria, Gloria, praising God in the highest. And then after our Gloria by Vivaldi, then we're going to sing a Hebrew piece called Al Shlosha Devarim, and starting off with one of our bass soloists at the beginning of it. And it will be sung in Hebrew. And the words are really based on the Hebrew morality laws, that the world is sustained by three things, by truth, by justice, and by peace. So it's a wonderful piece about the world, that we are sustained by these three things, and hoping for all of these to continue and hopefully take place. And then we usually do a patriotic piece. And being the week before Memorial Day, we're going to be singing E Pluribus Unum by Joseph Martin. It starts off very energetic. And as we know, the E Pluribus Unum, those are the words that are on the penny. And the penny made such a mark this year, especially with it maybe being phased out. But it is a piece from all of our people that are from all over the place, not just our country, but our continent and over Europe and all over the world. And we come together and join as one. And so again, E Pluribus Unum. In the middle section, it does change. The energy slows down. It's slower. It's got beautiful, lush chords. And we speak about how good and pleasant when we are all living together in harmony, in unity. And then it'll return again to the opening section with the big crescendo. And again, E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. And just think about that little penny. You know how they add up, too. How many pennies do we really have saved up? They just all add up into a big amount. And that's, again, another symbolism of all of us joining together. And as Brenda mentioned, opera has been a foundation of the Catholic Choral Society. So we are going to be doing an opera piece, Calm is the Sea by Mozart. And it is from his opera, Idomeneo. And it really is something that took place theatrically, of course, with the Greeks way back. And the story of it, very generally, is that they were on the sea and the water's getting very ferocious. And they're praying to the gods that everything will calm down, that everything will be safe. And so it's a very gentle piece. You can almost feel the gentle waves, but then it gets to be strong, of course. And in the middle section, we are featuring our ladies. And then it ends with the men coming back in, and it does have a happy ending. You'll have to read about what really happens. He had promised if everything went well, he was going to sacrifice something. However, it has a happy ending. But that is our piece that will be an opera piece for this year. And then we will sing What a Wonderful World. It is just a wonderful world. And it's springtime when all of the green is arising from those trees. A couple months ago, everything was so dark. And it's just a beautiful piece. And the arranger for this piece is Mark Hayes. And he always does such wonderful work, especially with jazz chords and those major seventh chords. And you could hear us singing sometimes five parts, more parts. You can hear a baby cry, just all the essence of what beauty we have in our world. And then, to close our first half, we have a contemporary piece. Was really only written in 2020 by Marque Garrett. It's a fast, joyful piece, and it is called Sing Out My Soul. And it's certainly what we do. We are singing our hearts out. It's another song perfect for spring. We even sing Let the Birds Sing Sweetly and all of the goodness of springtime. And also in the middle section, a big change, total different style, and strive not for gold. Be content with what you have. It's not how much you have, but be satisfied. And then it comes back again, very strong. Sing out, and believe us, we are singing our hearts out so beautifully and joyously. And that will conclude our first portion of the concert. And then, as we said, it is our 76th year. And so we don't have 76 trombones playing or singing, but we will be singing a little bit of the song, 76 Trombones. And sometimes we'll feature the men, sometimes we will feature the ladies in that. And throughout the piece, we will be singing about how we have sung for so many years, 76 years, with maybe 100 more 10 songs to go. And we will sing, sing, sing. And we are here to sing for you today with that 76 trombones. And then we're going to do just a couple pieces from The Music Man. And we even have a couple quartets being sung, featuring our men and with our ladies doing the counter melodies. And then we are going to sing a very familiar but well-loved song, Bridge Over Troubled Water. So we hope everyone enjoys that. And then we are going to sing a medley from Les Miserables, a very well-known and very well-loved musical. At the end of the day, I dreamed a dream, castle on a cloud. Do you hear the people sing, on my own, bring him home and the finale. And we have several of our chorus members that are going to be featured. Many of them, sometimes duets, sometimes trios, sometimes solos. And we hope that everyone enjoys our version of Les Mis. And I would like to say about our schools that will be performing with us as well. So our concert, which takes place Friday, May 16th at Holy Rosary Church at Mary Mother of God Parish in Scranton, at 7 o'clock. And on that Friday evening, we are going to be featuring Kim Ganahl, and she was a former accompanist for us. She is going to have her adult choir from the parish, as well as her youth choir sing for us, and we will be right in her church. Then on Sunday, we have from Good Shepherd Academy Middle School Choir, and they are directed by Thomas Hanlon. And that concert will take place at St. Ignatius of Loyola Parish, in Kingston, and we want to thank Monsignor David Tressler, who is the pastor there. And we've been there for many years, and that concert is Sunday evening at 7 o'clock again, May 18th. And again, we have our wonderful accompanist, Linda Hauk, and also Monica Spishock will accompany us with her percussion.
And Brenda, we always turn to you for the information about where we can find you online.
CatholicChoralSociety.org. And on Facebook, you could find us under Catholic Choral Society of Scranton.
We heard from Brenda Grunza, co-president, and Ann Manganiello, music director of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, celebrating the ensemble's 76th spring concert. There will be two performances, Friday, May 16th at 7, and that's at Mary Mother of God Parish, and that's Holy Rosary Church, 316 Williams Street in Scranton. And then again, Sunday, May 18th at 7, another 7 o'clock performance at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola, 339 North Maple Avenue in Kingston. And they will be joined by the Mary Mother of God Parish Music Ministry under Kimberly Ganall for the Friday concert, and by the Good Shepherd Academy Middle School Choir, directed by Thomas Hanlon, for the Sunday performance. For more information on the web, it's CatholicChoralSociety.org, CatholicChoralSociety.org.